As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Lots to get to over the next 3 hours. Brandon Adams going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour, as he always does, to talk some college football, some Georgia football, plenty of NFL in the noon hour, and a lot to get to here in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It is a wonderful, beautiful Tuesday. It looks like someone got his act right, his act together. We're going to have some days in a row of sun and everything. Slow night in sports as far as, you know, the Braves were off last night. No NBA games.
Yeah, it was fun to have some time to
really
watch.
It was, wasn't it?
Some softball and some baseball, some college softball and some college baseball. It was pretty fun.
I mean, it was on, and I was listening to the Texas Tech game.
Oh, what were you going to say was fun?
I said just being able to just sit and not have to look at sports.
Yeah, that was great.
That was an outstanding night. But just watching, and I sent y'all the tweet because they were talking about the young lady from Texas Tech, like, pitches every time.
Every game.
Yeah. All the pitches. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no limit or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Like, this girl arm might fall off.
No, when you throw like that, it's okay.
And she's a badass,
you throw
too.
Like that, you have to get Tommy John. But
yeah, she's a badass. Speaking of Tommy John, it looks like A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to have to go. He's meeting with a specialist or something out in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, he's meeting with the doctor that decides whether it's Tommy John or it's the thing that Strider got.
Yeah, and I was curious because I saw that. I was like, oh, does he have a choice or is it the doctor's choice?
I think it's the doctor. Okay. They kind of say what they recommend.
Or give you the options or whatever. But
the brace surgery is a little bit of a shorter timeline.
Right.
Tommy John's 12 to 13 months.
So. Right. So, yeah. So, obviously, they're going to give him his whatever. And then, you know, they don't have a game, talking about the Braves, but yet there's news.
Fired on your day off.
Yeah, fired on your damn day off.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, that's brutal. Because then you got to go back to the minor league as an infield coordinator.
Yeah, that's That's a tough demotion, man.
Yeah.
Like, because, and I don't know what they kind of envisioned for Matt Tuiasosopo. I don't know the internal, like, front office thinking on what his future is before what happened yesterday. But there's a guy with a pretty important job in the Braves organization right now that had a pretty similar path.
Right.
When you talk about being the AAA manager and then being the third base coach.
Yep.
That's what Snit did.
Yep.
Before Snit was the manager of the Braves. And I understand he took over as interim for the guy who's now taking back over as the third base coach.
Yes.
Which is all very incestuous and very Braves. But, like, yeah, I don't know if there was, like, a couple of years ago this thought that Matt Tuiasosopo was like an up-and-comer in the organization.
Right.
The reaction to it has been really interesting to me because I think we all agree that he has done a bad job this year, right? Like, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
Matt Tuiasosopo, and it's, you got to be pretty bad as a third base coach for everybody to be like, yeah, that guy's not doing good.
Right,
you know, like
that
we never talk about first base, third base, anything like that. Like, you got to be, like, very clearly making mistakes repeatedly in order for enough people to have that be even a conversation. Like, third base coach is very rarely a conversation with a baseball team.
Right.
And he was. I mean, he made a lot of mistakes this year. And there was some times last year, too, where it was kind of like, I don't know. And it wasn't quite as bad as this. But so it's the right thing to do, and yet the outrage seems to burn nonetheless. Like
outrage as far as?
I guess maybe they just – folks want more. Like
want people fired?
Yeah. Firing the third base coach is fine, and we agree that he had done a bad job.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody that says, okay, good, now things are fixed.
No.
Right?
No.
Like,
no.
It feels like one of those.
It ultimately comes down to the performance
of
the player.
One of those steps that teams take when they're struggling.
Oh, yeah. That's like you're firing the assistant quarterback coach during the season or something like that. That's right. What this was. I mean, granted, it was not going well over there.
Yeah, he did a bad job.
Yeah, but it still boils down to the performance on the field. And, you know, them bringing back Freddie, I was really surprised by that.
Not the Freddie I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, okay. We got to let it. I got to let that one go. Let that one go. Obviously, he's a veteran at this thing, and him and Schnitt have a great rapport, because I don't know where I would ever come back to work and they fired my ass.
Yeah, and work for the guy that they replaced you with.
Yeah, that's the thing that would happen.
I do wonder, like, is that like a compliment to the Braves culture that people will do that?
I guess.
Is it?
I guess.
Or is it like they only know like seven people?
I mean, we understand this.
Because they keep bringing back the same players.
We know this. The Alex Anthopoulos, his Rolodex is not deep.
I guess not.
It's not thick.
I guess not.
Exactly. His player Rolodex is not that deep, because they continuously are bringing back guys and hoping that because you brought them back because obviously you know them, you're comfortable, but you have that nostalgia for a lot of them because they did good things when they were here. And the recent history of that right there has not been the case.
Yeah, I also think the parallel is kind of there, though, with this, too. Like, you brought those guys back because you brought Eddie Rosario back earlier this year for, like, 3 weeks because you needed a 26th guy and you knew he was available.
Right.
And you knew he fit in the clubhouse, and he was going to play four times.
Right.
And he did, and then you moved on. It's not like you brought him back to be the leadoff hitter and you were counting on him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Same thing with Freddie Gonzalez. Like, you're bringing him back because you know him. He's been in the organization. He's got good relationships with people. And ultimately, you're asking him to be the third base coach.
Yes.
It's not like you're asking
and
him
help
to
help with infield.
And sure. Yes. And yeah. Sure. Yeah. But you're not asking him to take over as manager and change the culture and change the direction or vision or anything like that. Like, and that's why, you know, it's the right move, because the guy that was doing it wasn't doing a good enough job. Like, that is what it is. It's a results business.
Or it is. Exactly.
And the results were bad in terms of what the third base coach was being asked to do. But the idea that it's going to make a ton of difference, and I don't know that anybody said that it will.
Right.
It to me, I mean, clearly is not that.
Yeah.
Like it's the same thing as bringing back Eddie Rosario.
Yeah, but I mean,
somebody's got to do it.
You're looking at one of those things.
Although they do say he's a great third base coach.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, because when I saw all the thing and I always assumed that Schnitt has control over the lineup and things like that, and his coaching staff. And then when Alex said, this is the first time I fired a manager or a coach or whatever during the season, I was looking at it back like, well, oh, you fired him. So was it one of those things where, and there's so many different stories of them meeting somewhere, Freddie and Schnitt and Alex and input and all this other stuff. Whose ultimate decision is it to let go of coaches? Because I always thought, because you go back to when the hitting coach was fired, did Schnitt do that or did Alex do that?
Probably Alex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're in a situation where he's got to figure out, you know, because Schnitt's not getting fired during the season. That's just I just don't see that happening. I don't think Freddie was brought in to as a possible replacement for him, and things don't go.
Boy,
right
would
during
that
the
be
season.
Weird? Because
yes.
Schnitt replaced Freddie
exactly.
like 10
so,
years
so,
ago.
Yeah, so I don't see that as one of these things like that. But
I don't either. In the last year of a contract, either.
Yes,
like you're really going to fire a guy who's 50 years into an organization
with rumors already circulating that this is a possible last year for him anyway.
Yeah. Now again, like I don't know that you can. I don't know if you can operate like that either, if that's the right thing to do. Just be like, well, he has spent all this time here. We're not very good. We do think having a different guy would be an upgrade, but we owe it to him to let him ride it out. Like, I don't know that that's the right way. In fact, I think it's not the right way.
Yeah,
if they're thinking of, if they wanted to move, if it was a different situation and it was a different guy and they were like, we just don't think he's doing a good job.
Right.
We think the team would be better with an injection of life from a different manager. Then the track record and stuff and feelings and all that shouldn't matter.
Well, like I agree with that.
But I'm not saying that's what they're doing.
I agree with what you're
saying. But if it is, that's not good.
I agree with what you're saying for that premise, but for some reason this case seems different because of everything you laid out before you said you shouldn't weigh that into it. But I think, you know, it's a big deal, but the bigger deal was what I heard about Marcell Ozuna.
I think that's a bigger deal.
You're talking
too.
About a hip injury that mm-hmm. he's playing through,
yep.
and then we reevaluate him after the season or something like that. I mean, he is a DH and everything like that, but that's, you know, they talked about, you know, when you talk about subbing him out for pinch runners and things like
yeah.
that, that has a big part of it like that. And now it's like, does it get worse?
Well, and it was weird, too, the way that it kind of came out. Like, I read the article that Dave O'Brien wrote, I think it was Sunday, where Ozuna just told him, like, flat out.
Yeah.
Like, he told him, he's like, yeah, I'm dealing with a hip tear.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me? Excuse me?
What?
You got a tear in your hip? Okay, well, maybe that explains some of the power drought that has happened during the season. Because he's not been the same Ozuna that he has been the last couple of years.
Right.
He's been good, and he's still pretty much better than most of the guys in the lineup. But, he, you know, there's been a little bit less consistency so far this year than there has been the last couple of years. And then it's like, yeah, it's just something I'm going to have to manage and all of that. And it's like, okay. Like,
he's not known for his speed.
Yeah, but like you need a hip to swing hard.
To swing it. That's what I'm saying. Like, how much?
Think about what you see him do in the batter's box when he's trying to get his timing right. It's always that, right?
Yeah.
He's doing that little hip jerk
thing. He ain't doing it now.
No, because he can't.
Yeah.
Like, so you got a designated hitter whose hips hurt.
Yep.
Okay. Like, I don't know. It seems to me like an issue. Seems like a problem.
It seems like it would be an issue, and you go back to, do you give him time off now? Because that was the biggest thing when we were talking about the young catcher and everything, trying to get him some more bats outside of having him play catcher. It's like, well, he can replace Marcell Ozuna as a DH sometimes like that. Now this seems like it's something that you may want to consider more because of the fact is that you're having to manage a hip injury for a guy who is a power hit and uses –
yep.
All that torque,
yep. That's
from his
what
hips
it is,
and everything like that to do what he does. And so, I mean, I'm sure that's on the table right now. I'm assuming that the hip tear was way before he told Dave O'Brien.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's probably something he was dealing with, and maybe just came out flat out and said it.
Sure, but it's just I don't know. It's one of those ones where it's like it's almost like the Kyle Pitts thing a little bit too. It's like, wait a minute, huh? It's a what? I mean, you don't have to tell us anything, obviously,
no.
And it's like this baseball's not the NFL. You don't have to put out an
right.
injury report, and if he's playing through it, whatever. But then just to kind of casually on a Sunday afternoon after the game be like, yeah, and I got this torn hip.
Just like we just
huh?
We just sitting there just talking. Just
you got rap, what?
We sitting there rapping and everything like that. Yeah, yeah. You know,
excuse me.
You know, my hip is torn, Dave. Right? You know that?
Oh,
yeah.
All right. And then obviously Anthopoulos addressed it yesterday, and they're all trying to downplay it. But like,
damn it, Marcell.
Okay. Torn hip.
That's one of them things where, as a coach or a front office guy, you'd be like, damn, this. Yeah.
Yeah, we were hoping he wasn't
going to say anything.
Be like Kirk Cousins about it.
Yeah.
Fake it. Except Kirk Cousins always tells everybody everything, too, except for when it happened in the season last season.
Yeah, I mean, usually he's an old cackling-ass dude, but then when you need to cackle, you're back, you know. But, yeah, I think that's a big deal right there.
It is a big deal.
But yeah,
it's a really big deal.
But hopefully, you know, having Freddie back on, it brings something as far as, I mean, because he has a wealth of knowledge. Not saying that Tui didn't. But this dude has been around the ball
Definitely.
A long, long time,
Definitely.
Man. And maybe he sees something that can help. I know they're counting on it. Like, you're not just bringing them there just to wave people home. You're trying to get some more input and maybe help and figure out what's going on with these dudes also.
Yeah,
all the other guys.
I think so. And look, at the very least, everybody raves about his ability as a third base coach.
Mm.
And obviously, Tui was not doing a good job.
Right.
They play every game's a one-run game.
Yep.
Freddie Gonzalez is able to account for three or four more runs a month that help win those one-run games. You were one game under 500 in May. Maybe you're two or three games over 500 if you're a little bit more careful at third base.
Right.
So maybe it, you know, all the little things add up. I don't think this thing on its own is the elixir for what's going on with the Braves.
Well, players got
they got a hit.
The players
aren't hitting, and we found out one of the best hitters is a torn hip. I don't think that's going to help him hit better. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the what's trending here to kick off the show on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The game. Yeah, it's going to be a factor the entire year. But Marcel's tough. He's playing through it. He's still performing. But there's no doubt he's playing through it. And, you know, even when we took him out and we got tests and so on, he didn't want to do it. So he wants to stay in there. He's a very durable player. He's still a productive player. But, you know, it's one of those things that he's going to have to manage and get to the off season. So we've told him, look, at times, be careful with, you know, don't, you know, try to run as fast as you can down to first base. Be judicious on the base pass and so on. Dude. So if you see him at some, you know, a routine ground ball,
come on,
you know, he might be saving his bullets from that standpoint. But
okay.
You know, he expects to be in there. He expects to play every day. And it's tolerable enough to continue for him to continue to play.
Yeah, don't be breaking no damn speed records out first, Marcel.
Yeah, you're pretty sure you're not going to get there. You just don't get there. It'll be okay. Now, all that said, that's Alex Anthopoulos talking about Marcell Ozuna's hip injury that he revealed to us casually on Sunday in a conversation with reporters. Outside of Acuna, who's only played 9 games, Marcell Ozuna is still the best offensive Brave.
Like, yes.
His OPS is over 900. He's the only one there. His on-base percentage is 430, which is crazy. And maybe this is part of the explanation for why he's walking more. He's leading baseball in walks.
Right.
So maybe he was like, look, I'm not going to be able to get on base as frequently hitting the baseball just because that is what it is. So turn on the eyeballs and get on base that way.
Yeah.
Which is cool to be able to do that. It's still, like, not great that that's the solution, but
he's on.
He's on.
And can't run.
There it is right there.
Get him over there.
But he can't run. But, I mean, you know, coming to the season, he was taking walks and everything from the beginning of the season. So I think, you know, with this new information that we have, I mean, he ain't no burner anyway. So now we're talking about maybe now it's to a point where, and I'm not saying you would send him, and I'm talking about going back to the third base, you would send him when you're not supposed to because, you know, you might need this run. He might make it, but we got to take into consideration that, you know, that this hip thing is
– his hip is torn.
Yeah, and so – and the worst – is there a worse team in baseball with a man on third, you know, than the damn Braves right
there, now? There is, but only, yeah, a couple, only is, a couple.
But just saying like that is like how – like – that's my biggest thing. When you have something like this, when they say dealing with it or and managing and things like that, is it going to get worse? And that's always the thing about it is can I make it worse by continuously playing on it? Because one thing you don't want to do is being out there, Kirk Cousins out there, costing your team's games because you're hurt.
And he's certainly not doing that.
And your pride. Yeah. And like he said, he don't want to do it and things like that. We've all been there as athletes where, no, I'm good. Knowing damn well, okay, maybe I need to shut down or sit down like that. But, you know, that pride thing and wanting to help your team, it always overrides sometimes your own basic common sense sometimes.
And at this point, it's certainly not that with Ozuna. Again, right. Highest batting average on the team, 10 home runs, which puts him tied for second on the team. I mean, he's still productive. There have been.
Would he be more productive if the hip was whole?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to think, right? Yeah. We also don't know when it happened.
Right.
So you don't really know, like, has there been a fall off since then? I know he hit that home run in the first inning on Sunday. That snapped something like a week and a half of games where he hadn't hit a home run. I don't know if that happened the week and a half before that, and then there was the gap there. I don't know if he came into the season with it. I don't know. This is all new information that we're gathering from him admitting it on Sunday and then Alex Anthopoulos talking about it yesterday. But the bottom line is it's not great. You already have a bad offense. One of the guys, most important guys in your offense is dealing with an injury. I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't hinder him too much, and it seems to not be so far. The news of the day is that Matt Tuiasosopo, not fired,
Reassigned
from third base coach to minor league infield coordinator, which is wild because he was the manager of that team like 2 years ago.
Yes.
So now he's the infield coordinator of the Triple A squad, and Freddie Gonzalez is back. So welcome back, Freddie.
Yeah, I mean it falls in the Braves like thinking.
It is just wildly Braves.
Yes, it is wildly like, okay, Braves. We got a guy, we got a position that we need opening. We got a guy who we know has been a third base coach, one of the best that they talk about and all these different things, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and maybe he can come in and be another set of eyes. Now, they made it specifically clear that he will not have any managerial type impact and all these different things. That is Schnitt's job. They put it out there early so it won't be no, what is this and this and this? You are the third base coach. You're going to help with the infield. That is your strict job here, Freddie. And he said, yep, took the job. Now, I don't know when this came about. We talked about it earlier. There were meetings and things like that.
Yeah, so here's kind of the weird timeline.
About that.
Yeah, I mean, none of us really do, but I feel comfortable speculating. Him and Snit, Freddie Gonzalez and Snit, had lunch together or had had a meeting, hung out. They're buddies. When they were in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, because that's Freddie Gonzalez has been assisting umpires. He's like an umpire. This season he's been an umpire critic or something.
Okay.
Like he's like saying which umpires are good or bad. Or
okay,
because he was the bench coach for the Orioles the last handful of years.
Right.
This is the first year he's been out of baseball in I don't know how long. And he wasn't out of baseball; he just wasn't coaching. So they got together, they hung out, didn't talk about this. Supposedly,
right.
I don't believe that. I'm sure they did. You have to be like, hey, so you're out of baseball? Like, you don't hang out with a guy who's been a manager for two teams and a bench coach for four other teams that's your friend when you're a manager also in baseball, his first year out of baseball for 30 years,
right.
And don't say, are you done for good?
Yeah.
Like, you have to ask him.
You ask him that, but you don't throw your coach under the bus.
Okay.
Like, hey, yeah, we got to get this dude up out of here, man.
Fine.
Yeah,
but
you don't do that.
But you gauge interest.
Obviously you gauge. You're like, hey, what you been up to?
Yeah.
Well, how's that arm?
Oh, you've been a third base coach before.
How's that wave home arm doing?
In this organization, as a matter of fact. same number? You got the same number? All right. And then you go back and tell Alexopoulos. He said, I don't know. He seemed interested.
Yeah. He seemed like, yeah, well,
he and then Alexopoulos goes, all right, we'll send Tui back down to the minors, and we'll bring him in and be our third base guy. Which, whatever. Who cares? If it makes the team better,
if it makes
great.
The team better, that's the most important thing. But the team won't be better because they run around third better. The team will be better because they're trotting around third, meaning they're hitting in runs. It means they're hitting home runs.
That's right.
That's when this team will be better. Now,
that's right.
Hopefully, and I want to hopefully – you do get some added balance, added bonus and balance and all these different things by having Freddie back at third. But until these guys are coming around third without him having to keep waving them and doing, like, fancy handshakes and daps and kick foots and stuff.
Yeah, because Tui did have the handshake, like, floater.
Yeah.
They had a little floater at third base.
That was Marcel, right?
Yeah, they did, like, the Euro step.
You think Freddie going to do that?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think that's a young man's. I think that's a young man's celebration.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
I think he'll give you a hearty handshake on your way past third if you hit a home run.
Yeah, I don't think.
Now, here's what is going to happen, though. Everybody knows it. You know it, too. There's going to be a moment tonight where there's a send-hold question. Like, there's going to be somebody's on first base.
Right.
Maybe isn't particularly fast. It's not going to be Michael Harris.
No.
It's going to be like Austin Riley or
Matt Olson. Matt Olson, yes.
Matt Olson will be on first base. Yeah. And then somebody's going to hit a gapper. But it's not going to be like an obvious, it's going to be like a hard hit ball off the outfield wall.
Right.
And Freddy Gonzalez is going to have to make a choice. Game one. You know that's going to happen tonight.
Let's hope that does happen.
Well, yeah, sure. It'd be great if somebody hit one into the gap. That'd be nice.
Yeah, let's hope that does damn happen tonight.
Because Zach Gallen is a pretty good pitcher. Yeah. So hopefully you can get after him.
Let's hope that does happen tonight.
It's going to. And then he's going to have to make his choice. And if he gets thrown out at home, everyone's going to lose their mind.
You could have kept Tui with that? Yes. I mean, we know how these things work. But, with all that being said, they do got to play the damn pesty-ass Diamondbacks who are struggling.
Yes.
But what do most teams do when they struggle? They play the Braves.
Nothing better for a struggling baseball team than playing the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, the Diamondbacks have lost like 12 of their – two of their last – sorry, won two of their last 12 games, 2-10 in their last 12. Red Sox had lost 5 in a row, came in, beat them in the series. The Padres had lost 7 in a row, came in and beat them in the series. Lost a game to the Rockies, which is just more and more embarrassing.
They just won a 10th game last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah.
There's 55 guys in Major League Baseball that have 10 home runs already.
Yes.
And the Rockies just got their 10th win.
Yes.
They just, it's crazy how bad they are as a baseball team. But yeah, that's what it is. And then you got the Giants going out to San Francisco to take on the Giants later in the week as well. So, you know, you kind of knew this stretch was going to be tough after you got back to .500 beating the Red Sox, or over .500 beating the Red Sox a couple weeks ago. You know, 6 of the next 7 series were against teams that were with winning records and many of them in first place. So hasn't gone well since.
No.
3-6 since Ronald Acuna came back too, by the way.
He's back. That was one of those things. We'll wait till he gets back.
He's back.
He's back. He's back.
Hasn't helped.
Hasn't helped at all. But
hasn't helped.
But hopefully he can figure out a way. Mr. Strider's on the mound tonight. Can he continue to try to get better and better and better, look like him, his old self and things like that? I mean, there's so many what else, but Spencer Strider, I hope that he gets back. But until this lineup hits consistent, it don't matter.
Yeah, look, I mean, Strider could be Spencer Strider from 2 years ago, and this offense, it doesn't make a difference. They had the second-best ERA in baseball in May, and they were under .500 for the month.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it all comes down to what the guys at the plate can do, and hopefully tonight's the start of a new page.
Resurgence, Sandy.
Hopefully they can start to hit the baseball. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say about Kyle Pitts. We've got some audio from that. This is some college football stuff written down here on the paper. It's possible. What do you think?
We can mention it.
Okay.
We can mention it.
Yeah. College football stuff, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment.
Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get into some National Football League news to kick off the noon hour as we always do. Got some Deion Sanders audio. He was on a podcast talking about the Shadur draft process. We'll get to that and more. Do want to remind you, speaking of dads, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff, or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
When is the time, is it Memorial Day where you look at your baseball team as who your baseball team is?
Yeah, it's kind of like the saying or the, right. The thought is like you kind of look at the standings for the right. First time on Memorial Day.
Right, and then so if we're looking at our squad, and right now they're, what, fourth?
Yep.
I mean, fourth
in
place.
The fifth, in the five-team division.
Yes, they're in fourth.
They're in fourth place. It's not like being fourth in the nation.
Right.
They're
right.
In fourth place in the five-team division.
Yeah,
yes.
Not even fourth in the National League.
Yeah. Just no. Fourth in the five-team NL East. Uh-huh. And they're 10 games back of the Mets now because the Mets won last night and the Braves didn't play.
Yep.
And they're only they're closer to fifth than they are to first.
Okay. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Of all the players in the lineup, who needs to go? All of them.
Michael Harris.
All of them. Michael Harris.
Yeah.
Michael Harris goes, this would be a better team.
I think so.
Okay. Why?
Because I think for the most part, other guys are kind of doing okay.
Right.
Like Austin Riley and Matt Olson are doing okay.
Right.
Like it's been kind of been streaky, but they're doing pretty good. Even Ozuna with his hip tear is still 900 OPS. Like he's still doing pretty well.
Right.
And Acuña's been incredible since he came back. Like Ronald Acuña has looked like Ronald Acuña. I don't know if he's going to keep looking like
right.
that, but he, you know, so far so good with him. Michael Harris is also, and Ozzie. I mean, those are the two guys, but okay. Ozzie's kind of on a little bit of a heater right now. The power numbers aren't there, but at least he's hitting the baseball
right.
as opposed to what it looked like earlier in the year. Michael's the last one who you just expect more from. I don't expect anything from Eli White or Alex Verdugo in terms of carrying anything. I don't expect anything from Nick Allen or, you know, even, you know, Baldwin and Murphy, obviously, as the tandem at catcher, you expect some from them. And I think Murphy's been mostly good, but he's been streaky too. I don't know. Harris is the one. Okay. Like, he's capable of it.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just, you're just like, I'm going back to the last game and watching him at bat, the last Red Sox game. It was awful. You know, and we talked about the left-handed
sucks Saturday.
Sweeper.
He was 3-for-4 and hit the ball hard
exactly.
And looked good.
And that's the thing about it is, like, because you see it in what you were talking about, and hell, we see it all the time in game twos with this team for whatever reason. But then you get to a point where when you need them the most, and now we need these guys because they're not going to bring an impact bat in here. They're not going to – they're not in a trade deadline or nothing. Alex is going to – Band-aid it up, maybe bring in a guy who hasn't played in like 3 years or maybe give you a good month or something.
Probably.
But if you're talking about like an impact bat or something that's out there or has the possibility of trading, it's not out there. Now, the one trade piece that you had that, you know, when people were talking about going to get another whatever, well, he's about to have Tommy John surgery. Mm. You know, and that was the one guy that his name was always up. If you were able to get a big time free agent or a big time trade or whatever, it was always, well, sitting around AJ Smith, well, he's going to be gone. So you don't have that big trade piece anymore. So there's not, there's always guys out there, but I'm talking about from a perspective of where Alex is right now, this is what you got.
Yeah. The other thing that's hard now, too, is with all the wild card expansion, there's way less sellers every single year. Everybody thinks they have a chance.
We saw it like, last year.
Yeah, everybody thinks they have a chance to get in the playoffs because they do. Like, all you need is a hot second half of August and a hot September. You sneak in as the second wild card team, and then you can go to the World Series.
Like, hey, we've seen it happen.
Yeah. And here. They won the World Series. Like, it's funny. I was thinking about this morning because the Pacers making the NBA Finals – now, how we saw it play out, it makes sense because they played really well and there were injuries to other teams and stuff like that. But, like, at the beginning of the playoffs, if you would have said the Pacers were going to go to the finals, nobody would have bought
No.
that. They were, like, 30-1 odds to make it.
Even though they had the best back end of the season than everybody.
They did, right. Had you been paying it, and we had mentioned that. We talked about that. But even still, like, we didn't pick them to go to the finals, right? Like,
that is true.
You know, they'd been playing some good ball, and we thought they'd put up a good fight in the second round of the playoffs, but I didn't expect them to be where they are. That happens in baseball, like, every year.
Yeah.
Not last year. You got the Yankees and the Dodgers, but, like, you go back. I mean, obviously, the Braves, the 21 Braves, won, like, 80-something games and weren't over .500 until the middle of August. Got hot, made some good acquisitions, and went on a run. The Diamondbacks went to the World Series. The Rangers won the World Series. Like, you can go back further than that. That random run that the Rockies went on that year where they won, like, 20 games in a row and went. Like, it happens in baseball.
Yeah.
That makes it more challenging at the deadline because everybody thinks it could be them.
Yep. Oh, we're only 12 games out, but yeah. I mean, but I think
12 games out of first in your division, you might be a half game out of the wild card because everybody gets in the playoffs.
Everybody gets in, and so that's why when I was talking about, like, this is, you're gonna have to roll with these guys. When we were talking earlier about, you know, the big news as far as bringing Freddie back, and stop saying
Freddie Gonzalez. In case anybody just woke up.
Let me start. let me make sure I specify.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an E on the end of his name.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's
the other Freddie is just batting .360.
Yeah.
I'm going to start at first base in the All-Star
game.
Here. Back here. Yeah, that's right.
But no, you're here. That's why I was asking, like, the one player, because if Michael goes, then, you know, hopefully that trickles down, because we were hoping that having Ronald back at the top of the lineup would trickle down a little bit more than it has. And it's still early, like I said, 8 games in, and the more and more he's in there, the more trickle might come down.
We need a little more trickle.
Yeah, we need a strong flow.
more than trickle.
We need more than just a trickle. We need a strong flow.
Yeah, like a pressure washer.
Yeah, we need something like that. Because if this team does that, I do believe it. I know if it was a fifth, we all be toe up. Yes, I understand that. But if that does happen, with the way the pitching is going, because that's the one thing about it. When the bats get going, the other aspect that's been good can't go away.
Right, because it did happen. It was brief, but there was a 30-game stretch in between what's going on now and what happened at the beginning of the season where they won 20 out of 30 games.
Yes.
And they didn't even hit the ball great. They just hit the ball better.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was there.
We
have a sample size this year. Now, it's not a consistent sample size. 30 games is a long time, though.
Yeah, it's a month.
So you had that process of looking at it. So you know, you got to go back and look at it from a standpoint of what were we doing there? We're hitting the ball. Mm-hmm. We were hitting the ball. The pitching was still
they were
there.
They were hitting the ball with runners in scoring position.
And that's the biggest thing.
That's what it was.
I mean, you're
that's the difference.
How many games have they had where it's 1-for-10 or something like
that? A lot.
A lot of them. There's too many. Like, you're leaving 8-9 runs. Like, we talked yesterday about, I was like, they went off for 5 runs. Well,
they went bonkers.
They went bonkers.
And scored
for 5 runs. But then you look at it, go back and look at all the
Tigers
stats.
Tigers scored like 17 runs on Sunday night.
You're looking like, damn, 1-10. So there were opportunities to bring in more runners, but at the same time, you just didn't. And that's why you're in the hole. They're in this hole because they can't score. I don't think it's because of the pitching. I don't think it's because of Raffy. I mean, even though Raffy has tricked off some games, but it's because they can't hit.
No, you look at just the runs scored in the division. Obviously, the Phillies are up top with 281. The Braves are tied for worst with the Marlins with 236 runs scored.
In the division?
In the division.
Okay.
And then if you go in the National League, I mean, there's teams that are worse because the Pirates and the Rockies are in the National League. But there's only the Pirates and the Rockies that are worse in the National League. That's where you are in terms of offense.
Did you say the Pirates who don't care?
236 runs the Braves have scored. Same as the Marlins.
Uh-huh.
The Pirates have scored 194, and the Rockies have scored 190. Those are the only two teams in the National League. And obviously, the Rockies are going to be the worst team in the history of Major League Baseball.
This one, if 10th game.
And the Pirates are that every single year. Like, those are the teams whose offenses are worse than yours in the National League.
That ain't good company.
And you look at what the Cubs are doing and what the Dodgers kind of expect it.
Yeah, they're different.
Even though they haven't been great. Their pitching hasn't been very good. Like, they're dealing with injuries. The Cubs have scored 340 runs. They've scored 100 more runs than you. You're 50 games into the season. That's insane. Or 60 games into the season.
Ooh.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's not company you want to keep right there, dog.
No.
When you're mentioning anything in baseball – and you're in the vicinity of the Pirates and the damn Rockies, you're on the borderline of ass.
Yeah, that's like at the end, we do these little 5-year, like over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, and the Falcons are mentioned with the Jaguars.
Yes.
It's like you are the company that you keep.
Yeah.
That really is
that
what
is
you
not,
are.
That is not the company that you want to be
you don't
in
want to be
when
keeping
you're talking
that company.
About.
And we're not used
those
to this team keeping that company.
Yes.
That team keeps that company sometimes, and
right.
Hopefully they're out of it. Same thing with the Hawks being mentioned. They're the only team that have done this since the Wizards or the Hornets. Yeah, like that's kind of unfortunately where they've been. These guys aren't supposed to be here. Like, their payroll is top 8 in baseball. A lot of these guys are signed up long-term because you believe in them. The expectation, not just for us, not just Vegas, but in that locker room was sky high, and what they've done so far is incredibly disappointing. So hopefully they get it together. All right, let's hear Raheem Morris earlier this week at Falcons OTAs, would have been yesterday, talking about Kyle Pitts.
Extremely cautious with Kyle right now and what he's got going on. Obviously, you don't talk about injuries this time of year, but definitely being cautious with him. So you won't see him. He's been here. He's done such a great job of all the stuff that we've asked him. He's been in every single meeting. He's been in every single thing that we've done other than the field. And he's been absolutely outstanding to be around.
Okay.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he must be.
Yeah. 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 Something's wrong. You know, because when you're talking about extreme cautious, now, again, there are guys who have come off injuries from the previous season and are out there, and you're, I mean, not necessarily out there, but they're in this process of extreme cautious. Now, Kyle didn't have anything as far as I know coming out of the season.
Yeah. He played the final game of the year.
Yeah, he played the final game. Now, was it something else? Meaning, was it a injury during the season that he may have needed to have operated on after the season? That happens a whole lot. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just trying to figure out.
But usually you hear about
it. You hear, exactly.
Right?
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. And just like Ross said, you don't have to post.
Right. This time of year, they don't have to tell us what
tell
it
us
is
anything.
Or what the grade of it is or anything
So being extra cautious with him, to me, that just perks me up to like, okay, did he have some kind of off-season surgery maybe that he's working his way through, rehabbing through and all those different things? Because when you're talking about extreme cautious and ain't nothing wrong with you, then something else is it. Then what else is it? Because I do not think they're going to trade him. I do not think they're exploring options to trade him. Only thing I can go back to, and just from me just being in locker rooms with guys who've had these off-season things, when you're talking about being cautious through the off-season as far as OTAs and all those things, it's because either they had an off-season surgery or they did something while they were training. Those are the two things that I've seen in training camp and in OTAs from former teammates that, and myself included, I got hurt in training in off-season one time. So I missed a good portion of the off-season, a couple weeks of OTAs because of that injury that I sustained. But that's the only thing I can go with.
Do you remember? Not that
the only thing I can go with.
Sure, but it's a pretty good thing to go with, having been through the situation, playing the position in the league. Do you remember at all what like the communication regarding that was? Like, did the media know what was going on with Randy McMichael?
No.
Why is Randy not at OTAs? Mm-mm. Why is Randy not on the field? No, there wasn't any conversation about that. Because to me, that's just the part of it that's
I don't remember media being at OTAs.
Yeah, and also you probably wouldn't be paying attention to how people are talking about that at that time. Like, you're trying to rehab from an injury.
Right.
You're probably not scrolling. Where were you playing at the time? Miami?
Yes.
You're probably not scrolling the Miami Herald website, seeing what they're writing about why Randy was or wasn't on the field. But that's just the part of it that's a little bit strange, is the way that it all came down. Look, I mean, of course, that could be what it is. Bijan missed OTAs last year because he had a foot thing or whatever it was. I think it was a heel or something like that that he had injured training. And so there you have it. I mean, the point is that, okay, extreme caution, good. I get it. You should be. I think you should, like, be cautious with everyone right now, because nothing that you're doing really matters beyond, you know, obviously, it's important to do the off-season program, but, like, you're not winning or losing games right now. So hopefully everybody operates with some level of caution. Extreme caution is obviously a different thing, and for Raheem to say that. But, like, whatever, just good to go the season starts.
That is all. Make sure that it's time to start.
This is going to be now something that continues to come up until it's squashed. Like, is he going to be out there doing anything for mandatory minicamp? Probably not, because that's next week. Right. We'll see. Mm-hmm. And then we don't hear anything for like a month and a half, and then training camp starts. Is he going to be able to go in training camp? Yeah, that'll obviously be something.
Because he's not even out there. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. He's not even out there. And maybe he's out there after by the league. A lot of times that can go down. Been seen that process. As long as the media is out there, he's not going to be out there. When he's out there, when the media is gone, or bring him out or something like that. That happens a lot of times.
The reason that it's more of a talking point, though, is because there's no benefit of the doubt. Like, if this was Drake London, you'd be like, yeah, sure, of course they're being extremely cautious. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Kyle Pitts is also in year 5 of a rookie deal. Mm-hmm. On an extremely disappointing first 4 years where everybody's like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more baggage brought into him not being out there for OTAs than just, I don't know, maybe he injured his foot doing some training.
Maybe. You don't know. We definitely don't know. I can go off as the experience that I've seen with my own two eyes of stuff like this. But, yeah, you never know. And then it could be, you know, I don't think that's it.
What?
Don't want to get him. Maybe we can move him. I don't think that's.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I've heard that suggested.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I think it's somebody. Either. No. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.